Well, good morning, church. Again, happy Sabbath. And how many of you got a bread of life last week? Okay, I know for sure that there were several of you who did not. We ran out. I ordered 150, and we actually ran out of every one of them except this one. So this one's available. I ordered another 50. They should be available next Sabbath. And then there are audios of the Gospel of John. This is King James Version, and those are, there's two CDs, 1 through 10 and then 11 through 21. Some of you may be listening online. I use my phone to listen to them. But if you need a CD, you're welcome to them. They will be available in the lobby, and they'll both be available, should both be available today. This one's out there already, so that's available. And then the blog, Journey Through John, is available online and as a handout. And so there's also on the table to the right as you exit. There's the CDs and also printouts. For those of you who would rather read it instead of look it up on your computer, there are printouts, and we'll try to have those printouts of each week's blog posts. There's a daily blog post relating to our reading or our focus that week in the Gospel of John. And we have scripture reading time, which is scripture recitation time now. So I'd like our kids from the school to come forward, and any other child or a young person who knows John 1:18 in the New King James Version, you're welcome to join up here this morning. So yes, come forward. If you know the verse, come forward. Our kids are going to come forward and share the verse with us. And so there's going to be on the screen behind me, there is what will look to you as gibberish. But if you know the verse in the New King James Version, it will prove to be the first letter of each word in the verse, and so that may be a help to you. And so we're going to say this together with our kids. So, oh, don't worry about where you're supposed to be, just stand together. And I'm going to count, and then you can start. Okay, ready? Okay, why don't you find your spot? One, two, three. Okay, let's say it together. Seen God, keep it at any time, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. John 1:18. Now one more time. John 1:18. No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. John 1:18. Thank you so much. And so your memory verse this week is in the In Focus. Next week's memory verse is probably one of the hardest memory verses in Scripture. It's John 3:16. I thought something enjoyable would be. And so I've picked the first few memory verses, but then I've asked several. And in fact, the rest of the memory verses will be picked by folks in the congregation. Dr. Bryant has sent me his list. Elaine and the school kids are working on a list, and so each week there will be a memory verse, and we'll say that together. And so the list is online, and you can find that. In fact, let me fire up my computer real quick, and I'll just take you to the website and show you a couple of spots that you'll find useful. And then we'll have our quiz. It's coming here. Should be, I'm here. Okay, so when it's up, this is Three Angels website. And if you come down here to Scripture, you can see that there. You click on Scripture. Last week it was empty. Now it has stuff on it. The Bible Book Focus is a link to each week's lesson. And so there's last week, and then I will post probably tonight, post the January 8th through 14. If you're looking for an online audio Bible, there's a link to a smartphone Bible app that offers audio. There are also a couple of links, one for listening to on your computer and one for a downloadable audio Bible. And then if you go back to the Scripture page, there is the list of memory verses, as well as a fancy link here that has a few good tips on memory. Just one page, internet page, with good tips on how to memorize. If you want to put the memory verses on your smartphone, there are two options there. You can check those out. And then, of course, there's the list right online of the Bible verses for you. And this, again, is all linked to on the Scripture page. And then there's some Bible study resources, And these are just online resources. One is a program, and I'll be populating that list more so that you can have resources. As you study the Bible, you can have resources available to you. So again, threeangels.org is your portal to accessing these various resources. So you go to Home, and then you'll click on Scripture, and then it'll bring up the whole page. I'm going to add some pictures, make it look a little bit more interesting, but all the information is there. And then this is our blog here. This one at the bottom is our blog, and you can see the first six posts. I'll pop one up today. Haven't done that yet, but I will have one up there today for January 7th. And then sometime, probably near the end of the month, we will add some collaborators. So it won't be just your pastor that's posting to the blog. We'll have some collaborators who are also doing a daily post. And so one of us will put up a daily post for you to accompany the week's reading. Again, all six posts are available as a printout on the table as you exit. And so that takes us, I think that is the rest. All the information here is in here on the verse and the instructions for this week. So that's there. There is also the crossword puzzle for kids and adults, whoever wants to do crossword puzzles. There's a crossword there that is related to the book. Let's go to our quiz now. That's enough from the website. You can explore it on your own. Actually, I might use that again, so you can leave it up. But go to the puzzle. We have five questions, five short quiz questions, and here's question number one. How many chapters are there in the Gospel of John? 21 is the correct answer. And question number two. What is the most famous verse in the Gospel of John? John 3:16, that's right. Number three, what is the longest chapter in the Gospel of John? Longest chapter. Chapter 6 is correct. Chapter 6 has, I believe, 71 verses. And I think, anyway, I don't know what the next closest one is. What is the shortest chapter in the book of John? This is, by the way, a trick question. No, the shortest chapter. Chapter. This is in the book of John, the shortest chapter. And the answer, see if anybody's can get one. Okay, one says 21. That is correct. But I said it's a trick question because there are actually two identically length chapters, verse-wise. And the other one is chapter 2. So chapter 2 and chapter 21 both have 25 verses. And then question number 5, this one was submitted by Tim and Jan this morning. Who baptized Jesus? John the Baptist, that's correct. So next week we're going to be focusing especially on John chapters 1 through 7 again. And Dr. Bryant told me something this morning. I'm going to take the mic over there because I want you to... Where'd those mics go? Here's one. I think this one's on. Tell me how many times you read the book through. Tell us how many times you listened to the book and what you benefited from by hearing the book as many times you listened to it.
And this past week, I have the Bible on iPod, so I'm listening to it as I'm driving around, and I think I've made it through three times this past week.
Okay.
And just seeing the connections that exist, just threads that are all the way through the book that you don't see until you just listen all the way through and listen through, you begin to see... Oh yeah, that was that thread started clear at the beginning.
Right. So, okay, thank you. Yeah, just an encouragement, and that is our focus right now is really quantity and volume, and so that's why we've devoted several weeks actually to being able to read or listen to the whole book through, and so you can get this big picture of the book of John. And then in February we'll start going through sections. But do everything you can to get lots and lots of the book of John. You don't have to listen carefully to every word. You want to hear lots of it. And so that's the encouragement for this week and for next week. And then next week we have the first of the knowledge tests that you can take and do them for fun, 19 questions. And they'll be on the first 7 chapters of John, just to challenge you and us and me to become more familiar with the book before we start thinking about individual passages. Now to our brief introduction. I have not forgotten it's communion Sabbath. Have you? John 1:18. And we're going to go there together. John chapter 1, verse 18 is our memory verse. There's something about memorizing a scripture. If you have a hard time understanding a Bible text, then that's the Bible text you should memorize. Now, We're going to have Bible texts for you to memorize, but I'm telling you, in your Bible study, if there's a passage that stumps you, start putting it to memory, and as you chew on that text during the day, you're going to find out that all of a sudden this text is unlocking for you. And even John 3:16, as you review that in your memory next week, you may find things come out to you in that verse that you never saw before until you start rolling it around in your mind. So Bible memory is on par with prayer life and Bible study as far as spiritual growth. John 1:18. No one has seen God at any time. So what's the first part of this verse? How many people have seen God before? No one. And yet the Bible says that we're to obey Him, right? But we've never seen Him. We've never encountered Him. So here we are supposed to follow someone we have no idea about. None of us lived with Him. None of us have been to visit Him. None of us have sat down and talked with Him. Jesus, in His beginning, or John in the beginning of this book, introducing the Messiah, says no one has seen God at any time. John is validating the reason and purpose for the coming of Jesus. This is one of those theme texts, these theme concepts, that as you listen to the book of John, you're going to hear this come up again multiple times. The idea that Jesus' purpose for coming here was because no one had seen God before. No one has seen God at any time. Not only does he say no one's seen him, but he makes sure we understand there was never a time in history when a human being saw God, when a human being encountered God and had the kind of connection with him that would allow that person to come back to us and say, let me tell you what he's like. Then the next part of the verse, no one has seen God at any time. Those of you who memorized it, grade school kids, what does it say? No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son. Where is the only begotten Son? He's in the bosom of the Father. Now, I'm going to take you online real quick. And we have the screen again up there? And I'm going to take you to one of these links, just for one link here, so that you get familiar with these resources a little bit. Go to our Bible study resources. And then we're going to go to interlinearbible.org. I don't want you to be scared of this. I want you to see how useful a tool this can be. You go up there, can you see where I'm at? There in the corner, you click on that and you find the book of John. And you click on the book of John, and then if you need to select a chapter and verse, that's there for you. We're just going to scroll down here, and that will look like Greek to you because it is Greek. You go down here and you can recognize the English letters, right? I mean the English numbers and the English words there, so we're not actually lost very much. John 1:18. You don't need to iPass, thank you. I'm talking and distracted. So you go through this verse, and very quickly you can find bosom right there in the English. And then to get the meaning of that, you go up to the number right above it. So you find bosom in the English. You jump over the Greek, and you click on this. And that will take you right to Strong's and give you some options here. You can click on some other versions, some other uses of that word in different forms. You can learn the part of speech. You can go to the short definition. And then you can go down here to a helps word studies definition, which is actually fairly useful. Properly, the upper part of the chest where a garment naturally folded to form a pocket. Called the bosom, the position is synonymous with intimacy. So when we come to this passage, the Bible says the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father. A little look at that says that means intimacy. Jesus Christ was intimate with the Father, had an intimate relationship, a bosom relationship. We have a word that sometimes used, I'm not sure if we use it anymore, we call them bosom buddies. Anybody use that word anymore? It is a synonym to peas in a pod, and I don't know if we use that anymore either. I think there's probably maybe there's a new modern word that means the same thing. But we're talking about companions. Jesus and the Father have been companions from the days of eternity. They intimately know each other. And so John tells us the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, not only has he seen him, but he has an intimate relationship with him. He has declared him. And that is the great purpose and focal point of the book of John. is that to people who have never seen God at any time in history, the one and only Son who is literally in the Father's bosom, well, I guess I should say figuratively in the Father's bosom, who is intimate friends with the Father, who knows the Father's heart to its very depths, he has come to earth. It's not like an angel came. It's not like the highest angel came and said, yes, I've been in the throne room. It's the Father's best friend, or as the Bible says, an even closer term, only begotten Son. The closest companion to the Father comes to earth. What a privilege we have to understand the Father through the eyes of his closest associate. So when we talk about the incarnation, we're not talking about someone who is on just friendly terms with the Father. We're talking about the most closely associated being in the universe with the Father, coming to earth to live with us and show to us the character of the Father. So as we journey through the book of John, as we participate in this service today, the communion service, we're going to discover in both of them that Christ has come to earth to show us the Father. And that the heart of the Father revealed to us in the communion service is the heart that will put itself on the line, sacrifice itself for the better of all creation, and specifically for the better of sinners who don't like him. So we're going to go and divide. And I want you to think about this week, and as we go through the book of John and as we share in communion service, is the great privilege we have of seeing into the heart of God through the eyes of his closest, most familiar, intimate friend, the Son. You may separate. We have couples. Of course, you can take your children with you if you'd like in the library. We have gentlemen down the hall, the left hall here, and we have ladies in the fellowship hall. And then we'll come back and rejoice in the emblems that remind us of Jesus Christ's death for us. Thank you.